are listening to Pervasive Happiness with Tommy Moser.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for joining again, episode number 8 of Pervasive Happiness. Thanks for joining us. Start off, shout out to my sponsor, Gamergy, the best energy drink you can drink, whether you're a gamer or not. Gamergy. Gamergy.com to play their games and win their drinks. And hey, I have cases of this stuff for you guys that know me around, because I've had several people say they want to try some of this. Stop me, ask me for some, because I always have some in my trunk. It'll be hot, you'll have to put it in the refrigerator, but I love this stuff. It's not carbonated, it's like Kool-Aid, awesome stuff. Also, shout out to the Wolves Band, Instagram at To The Wolves Band. My buddy's son is a rock star. They just won, their band just won a chance to go on from the Warped Tour, which is a huge rock and roll thing, so congratulations to them. They're also the ones that do the intro to my show, which I'll play again. Here it is. I love this thing. I love this thing. If I can get it to play. Oh, no, it's not working. Anyways, quick weekend review. Next week, I got a special guest. We're going to do another split podcast next week with a good longtime friend of mine. Trevor Stolwarger will be on the show with me. He's someone I've known, I guess, I don't know, 15 plus years. Great guy. He's been battling cancer for years, and he's a winner any way you look at it. But he's got some interesting stuff coming up on heaven that he wants to talk about and promote, and he's really into this idea of enjoying every moment of his life, because he above all people knows that it just doesn't last forever. You never know when something's going to come along and change your whole life. So he'll be the special guest next week. So this one, episode number eight, here's my question for you, here's my question for me, is this, very simply, in this life, what kind of messenger are you? What is the message that you bring to this life? What is the message that your life leaves behind to everyone else? I know, and I don't just ask you this question, I ask myself this question. This has been a big burning question for me for months, is what is the message of my life? And I'll start with, I have two ways I can break down. I have the message that I want my life to be, and the message that my life is. And the great thing about the message you bring to this world is you can change your message anytime. And I want to change my message. I think what I want my message to be is, for everybody, simple, just plain and simply, I want my message to be, enjoy every single moment of your life. That is the purpose of this life, to enjoy every single moment of it. And that will be my message until the day I die. That is what I'm committed to for all the rest of my days. The message I've put in the past, that's my end goal. That's my ideal. That's not always been my message. You know, I've had obviously a lot of interest in my decision to change directions on religion and not wanting to be part of the Christian faith anymore. You know, plain and simply, I don't want, because there's so much around it, I don't want, that's not my message to the world. I'm not anti-church. I'm not anti-Christianity. It's just not my jam anymore, and I'm just going in a different direction, and that really pisses some people off. But you know what? Hey, man, it's just not my jam anymore. I'm going a different direction, and if you're worried about that, don't worry about that. Worry about why you're worried about what I believe. It really shouldn't matter to you. So I want to kind of just close the door, close the chapters on that, because I just have no desire to sit there and argue about religion or what we think. Well, you know, this life is just too short to sit there and be worried about what other people believe, if they believe like I believe. I got a couple messages that really hit home for me. A friend of mine, and these are people who I watched them live their life and I admire, respect, but it really sums up everything that I can close the door on that chapter in my life and move on to what's next, I'm going from one thing to the other. I'm going from, I want to be a professional optimist. That is going to be my new vocation from here on out, professional optimist. I was a professional Christian for a long time, and now I want to be a professional optimist. One of the things that was sent to to me, a guy really boiled it down simple in the best way. How do you put it? He said, theology is an idol when it gets in the way of living and loving. And I was just kind of reading through what he said, and I thought, theology is an idol when it gets in the way of living and loving. And it kept going through my mind again and again, and I was like, dang, that is it. That is my whole reason to not want to. Now, it's not that I don't want to talk about God. I love talking about God, but I just realized I'm done talking about God where someone's trying to persuade me or I'm trying to persuade them. I'm just done with that. Theology is an idol when it gets in the way of living and loving. And that was like, that's where I'm at. That's why that's no longer part of what I want to do. What I want to work into is this professional optimism and teaching people the art and science of happiness and enjoying every single moment of life. I'm a little bit stunned that so many people are against me giving this message of happiness. I don't know if you could just understand how ridiculous that is if you're against someone who's trying to talk about happiness. But, you know, another person shared something with me that was really important. He said, hey, man, stop getting into engaging with all these haters. You know, just tell them thank you and keep moving. And it was none of those things that stopped me in my tracks. I said, you know what? You're right. Because I don't want my brand to be, I don't want my message to this world to be what I'm against. I want my message to this world to be what I'm for. And that is enjoying every single moment of your life. And if that's a message that doesn't resonate with you and you don't like it, you know what? My cable has over 1,000 channels. There's probably 1,000,000 channels on the internet. Turn the channel if that's not a message you want to hear. If that's a message you want to hear, great. If it's just a message that's just for me, I'm okay with that, because the more I study the art and science of happiness and the more I do everything I can to try and enjoy every single moment of my life and teach my kids to do the same, the better it makes the quality of my life. So that's me from here on out. And then the third thing I got from someone, because I got literally, again, hundreds of responses, you know, some great, amazing, encouraging people and some bizarre ones. But someone said, you know, she couldn't get my message that it needed to be more concise. And that's, you know, I'm new at this podcasting, but it was like, okay, that's something I can take and receive, because I want to get this message across as best I can. And that's something I've always had to, especially if I'm passionate about something. You know, I get fired up and I'm all over the place and I speak in like two-word fragmented sentences, and sometimes it's hard to grab hold of. You know, and part of the reason I was so passionate about it and really, really, really wanting to just break up with that community. Again, it's nothing against, there's no people that I'm mad at or anything, but, you know, something happened that did kind of tick me off. You know, from my last organization, a senior leader reached out to several people and, you know, and asked them to disassociate with me because of my theology or whatever I'm doing. And you know what? It pissed me off. So, yeah, if you throw rocks at me, I'm going to throw bigger rocks back and start, you know, really telling the truth on some things. So, but, you know, again, when it's all said and done, that's not my brand. That's not what I want to resonate on, what I'm not about. I want to talk about what I am about. So I've decided to spend the rest of my days as a professional optimist, and I'm putting together everything I can to really build that message. You know, I think you need to wage a media war for your mind in this day and age, and there needs to be more people out there focusing on the good stuff in life, because life is this amazing gift that God's given us. We're here about 100 years, and it's all over. Here, what if, and this is the game I play, I always ask this question, what if life is just, let's say this. We went on to the East Coast, went with my whole family. We went all the way from Niagara Falls in Canada all the way down to Florida. We drove all the way down. We stopped in hotels, just the family, just all of us jammed in a car. It was awesome. It's one of those. Every year we try and take a trip with just the family where we're all jammed in a tiny space and we really learn to love each other. But we stopped at this one place in the Carolinas. I forget what it was even called, but it was the most amazing amusement park I've ever been to. It was the fastest roller coaster I've ever been on. There was hardly any lines. It was a whole different world. It was nothing like the West Coast Disneyland experience that I'm used to. But anyway, me and my son had, my 10-year-old, we went on this roller coaster again and again and again and again, and it was the fastest roller coaster, craziest roller coaster I've ever been on. There was no line. We kept going again and again. I don't know how many times we went on it, but one time I was getting on the roller coaster and I remembered, you know, it just, a flash jumped in my mind. What if this is what life is like? If life is just, is that quick, you get on a roller coaster and it's over, and the whole point of getting on a roller coaster. Think about this. When you get on a roller coaster, are you thinking about what the people behind you are doing or thinking about or what they believe or what they're wearing or how they're living their life? No, your only objective is to just enjoy the ride. I'm convinced in my heart and soul that the purpose of this life is to enjoy it. It's a blessing that's been given to us for us to just enjoy it. I think the more we fall off track and allow others to fall off track, to make us, keep us off track, I think the more time we just waste. So my question is, you know, what is your message? What kind of messenger? What is your message? And here's an even better question. Where did your message come from? Isn't that a good question? Where did your message, I mean, think about it. Don't get past the whole idea of being right. Take a step back and say, what would people say around me his message to the world is? At the end of my life, I want no regrets. I want people to say that message was a positive one. You know, it's a good question to ask. What is my message and where did it come from? You know, I was messing around with my 10-year-old or my 6-year-old the other day, and he was doing something and wouldn't stop, and I told him out of the blue, I said, "Boy, I'm gonna knock knots on your head faster than you can rub them." And when I said that, it came from when I was a kid, like 10 years ago. Out of the middle of my brain, it just popped out. And I haven't said that or heard, my dad used to always say it to me, but I haven't said it or heard it in years and years and years. And it just popped out. That message is just there. And you know, we have these, we don't always consider it, but you have these messages that, you know, you need to ask. We need to ask, where did the message that we're given, not only what is our message, but where is our message coming from? Because some of us kind of take what this person says, what that person, they take it as fact, they check it off, and it's good, and you don't ever question it or anything, but where did that message come from? I tell my kids every single day that I love them. They're tired of hearing me say that I love them, and I still do every time. And I will say to Hunter all the time, I say, "Hunter, you know what?" He'll say, "I know, Dad, you love me." I say, "You know how much you love me?" "I know, Dad, to the moon, infinity times." Because I want that message ingrained in their head. I want it stuck in their head. So my question again to you and my encouragement is, ask yourself that question. What is the message of your life? Every time you speak, what is the message of your life? You know, some people will find a problem in every single blessing. Everything that's good about life, they'll find a problem. You know those messengers in your life. Are you that messenger? Because you can change your message starting right now. You know, because there's some people that find blessings in every problem. And it's not some outside source that you blame for the blessing, for the problem. You don't get to blame anyone else. You enjoy every moment of your life or you don't. It's nobody else's responsibility to get what you can out of life. You know, it doesn't matter what you know in life. It doesn't matter what you've learned. You know, to me it matters who you are. Who you are is all that matters. And so I'm trying to create and craft a new message, because I can tell you right now, I'll just tell all of the theology police this, I am not an expert, and I do not have all the great secrets of life, none of that. I only have my ideas, what I think, what I feel, and what I believe, and what I'm going to express exactly what I feel. I don't want at the end of the day to regurgitate what someone else says. I just want to share exactly where I'm at, where I feel, my walk with God, and I just have made it a conscious effort to not give a shit what anyone else thinks. I mean, there's an exception to that. I care what my wife thinks. I'm married to her, definitely care what she thinks, and believe me, she speaks into my life all the time. She's not afraid to share with me what she thinks a lot. And my kids, you know, I care what they think. Sawyer, Hunter, Winter, of course I care what they think. And my parents at some point. I mean, I was never super good at listening to my parents, but I care what they think because I love them. And then, of course, overarching all of it is my grandmother, who I absolutely 1,000,000% care what I think. She's the only person that I will wear a long sleeve shirt for, just so she won't see my tattoos when I go visit her in Texas and it's like 120 degrees and I'm sweating all over the place. But, you know, that's a very short list of people that I care what they think. And that's not a bad thing. You shouldn't care what I think. That's just, in life, I just have to be real, be what I'm going to be. You know, here's the thing. at the end of my life, at the end of my life, if it's found that I'm a good husband and a good father, then my life will have been a success. Period. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Nothing else matters. What you think could care less. What anyone else thinks could care less. And that's not a mean thing. That's just not important in the grand scheme of things. We get so caught up on having to be right and people agreeing with us that we just forget that that's just not what matters. So I keep those things on in front of my mind, and I keep asking myself questions. You know, if anything, I've learned that I'm going to question everything. And one of the main questions I ask is what kind of messenger am I? What kind of message am I bringing to people? Because a lot of times, at the end of the day, I look back to the message I am, and it's not good enough. It's not what, you know, I'm glad my life's not over right now, because I still can go back and say, you know what, I want to be better at that. I want to be a better messenger about that. I want the impact that I have while in this short time, you know, not on just my family, but anyone, to be a positive message. I want to be known as someone who just was real and spoke right, and I want to be able to speak love into the world and grace and peace. And I don't always do that, but it's like anything else. I can change my message all the time, and you know, it's been a challenge to kind of shake the last box of you know, this box of you know, we're right, our God is right, you know, that whole, for a long time my message was, you have to believe like I believe, or you're wrong and I'm right, because my people are God's people and your people are not. You know, I can't, and it's not even whether I believe any of that or not, it's just that cannot be my message. That is not what I'm here to do. I love the life that God's given me. I've been given some people mean second chance, third chance. I've been given like 50th chance. By all counts, I should not still be alive here. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm on extended play. I'm going to enjoy every single moment of it, and I'm going to teach my kids to do the same. So I hope you get something out of that. I hope that encourages you. Again, the question that you should ask every single morning is, what kind of message am I bringing to this world? Because you can change that. You can make it a positive message. You can make it a message of hope. You can make it a message of love. You can get rid of the judgment. You can stop trying to be right. You can just live your life with words of grace and peace, and live a life that people look at you and say, you know what? That dude positively impacted this planet. So thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week. Again, we'll have a special guest. Trevor Stolbarger will be joining me. And again, thanks to Gamer G for your awesome sponsorship and your awesome energy drink. The rest of you, God bless you.